controversial overseas trip.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taipei Tuesday morning.
U.S. on the killing of Al-Qaeda's leader.
The assessment is high confidence that we got who we were aiming for.
Flood recovery in eastern Kentucky.
We will get back on our feet.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan raising tensions with China, which regards the self-ruled island as a renegade province to be annexed by force if necessary. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Pelosi penned an op-ed about the trip, saying in part, "In the face of the Chinese Communist Party's accelerating aggression, our visit should be seen as an unequivocal statement that America stands with Taiwan, our democratic partner, as it defends itself and its freedom."
As for China's threats of targeted military action, CBS News contributor Isaac Stone Fish suggests,
"I think what we'll see is increased hacking against Taiwanese and potentially American assets, increased pressure against Taiwanese and potentially American businesses."
The Senate is voting again on a bill that would expand health care and disability benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits and other toxic chemicals. The U.S.'s killing of Al-Qaeda's leader has sparked criticism of the president's handling of the Afghanistan pullout.
The White House says the Taliban has broken its word.
We know who they harbored, and we know some of the steps they tried to take after the strike to cover up the evidence of it.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby pushed back against critics of President Biden, who argue the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan has allowed that country to become a safe haven for terrorists.
I think we proved to a fare thee well this weekend that it isn't a safe haven and it isn't going to be going forward.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
In Kentucky, crews are searching for survivors in hard-to-reach areas following some of the most devastating flooding in that state. Governor Andy Beshear says there is another concern, the heat. He says cooling centers are open, but getting there is a problem.
Every impacted community, we need to get the word out there. We don't want to lose one more person because of weather that's coming. Let's make sure we take care of one another.
Our Steve Futterman with the latest on a Northern California wildfire.
The death toll is now 4 after two more victims were found in separate homes in the fire area. Courtney Kreider is with the sheriff's office.
It shows how swiftly these fires move.
Thousands have been forced to leave their homes. This woman, 81 years old, will not be able to return.
My house is gone. All my furniture, all my clothes, shoes, coats, boots, everything's gone.
The McKinney fire has now burned more than 56,000 acres. There is no prediction on when it might be contained.
The Dow closed down 402 points. Now this.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right, and when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. That's 800-401-6681.
Primary day in 5 states, Michigan, Missouri, Arizona, Washington, and Kansas. A Kansas referendum gives voters, the first in the country, a say in whether the Republican state legislature can ban all abortion. University of Virginia professor Larry Sabato.
The real question is whether the pro-choice side can come reasonably close. If they do, it means that Democrats have been motivated by the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. That's significant for November.
A lot of eyes are on the highly contested Arizona governor's race. CBS's Ed O'Keefe explains why.
You have Carrie Lake, a former TV news anchor here in Phoenix, who's backed by the former president, versus a woman named Karen Taylor Robson, who is a first-time candidate, backed by the former vice president and this state's sitting governor, Doug Ducey, who believes that Carrie Lake would be too extreme a Republican to win a general election in this state.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup, Late Edition.
There's nothing like the smell of grandma's cooking, especially when it's coming from your new kitchen in your new home. When you're ready, Rocket Mortgage can help with loan options to fit your needs, some with as little as 3% down to help you get into your new home and kitchen. Then you can let grandma break it in. So when it's time to buy that house and make it home, Rocket can. For more information, call 888-900-0409 or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you'd never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
The father of a Sandy Hook victim took the stand in the defamation lawsuit against InfoWars host Alex Jones. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin says parents sued Jones for saying the school shooting was a hoax.
Neil Haslin, Jesse Lewis's father, opened calling Alex Jones a coward for not even showing up in court for Haslin's testimony.
Alex started this fight and I'll finish this fight.
Jesse Lewis's parents are asking the jury for $150 million in damages for the anguish suffered due to Jones's lies and the harassment they've received from his followers.
It's got to be a strong deterrent for Alex Jones to prevent him from telling this propaganda.
Jones later testified and apologized to the parents, saying he never intended to hurt them. A blockbuster baseball deal.
Soto rips one high in the air. Deep center.
That's Bob Carpenter calling the game with Washington Nationals outfielder Juan Soto, who has just been snagged by the San Diego Padres at the trade deadline. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you'd never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
What would you do with extra money this summer? Fill the tank? How about a vacation? During Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps, a Staples Rewards member could win one of five $5,000 Visa gift cards to use for, or maybe, every $50 spent in store automatically earns you an entry. Not a rewards member? Join today and enter Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. Ends 8-6. Visit StaplesConnect.com/FuelYourSummerSweeps for complete rules and eligibility.
300 years, a Massachusetts woman who confessed during the Salem witch trials has finally been cleared. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
Elizabeth Johnson Jr. was sentenced to death in 1693 after confessing to practicing witchcraft. She was granted a reprieve and died in 1747 at the age of 77, but was the only remaining person convicted whose name had not been cleared. But civics teacher Carrie LaPierre and her 8th grade class spent 3 years lobbying the governor and writing letters. A state senator championed their cause. Finally, the woman the 8th graders called EJJ was exonerated via the fiscal 2023 Massachusetts state budget. LaPierre says she is excited and relieved. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Tonight is National Night Out, an event designed to strengthen police-community partnerships and send a message to criminals that neighborhoods are fighting back. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.